Or we look through the window of baseball for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Of course, they have their new showroom in Monterey, and you can stop by in Berkeley at Truett & White as well. And we bring in Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, how are you?
Doing well. I've been enjoying watching the games from Dodger Stadium in the gorgeous weather. Reminds me of watching a lot of games there many years ago. It's still holding up pretty well. It's a great place for ball.
Yeah, it is. And you know something? Every time you see these two teams play, I have to remind myself when the game starts to get crazy that it's Giants-Dodgers, and you can never take anything for granted. And I tell you, they could play a million other teams, but when it's Giants-Dodgers, things happen.
Yeah, the very first game they played at Seal Stadium was like 8-0, right?
Yeah.
Ever since then, every game has been intense.
Really?
I mean, so it would seem. I mean, yeah, you're right, and it's great. It's terrific that way. It's great theater, and you know it's and the best thing about it is that these are the teams that are going to contest the race. It's going to be Giants and Dodgers pretty much all the way to the end, I would think.
Well, today's game, and I set it up earlier with Samardzija and Maeda, it is the number three starters on both teams, and this is what we've been waiting to see. The you know, $250 million investment of the new players in the Giants. Dodgers bring in Maeda sort of when nothing else worked for them and his elbow was bad. He's got an eight-year, $25 million contract. I thought maybe he was a utility guy when I first looked at the numbers, but here it is. Now you've got your third guy, and it's your big guy, Samardzija, going against Maeda. I think it's a fascinating storyline tonight.
Yeah, it's a big game for both of them and a real interesting matchup. You know, Maeda has been great. He's got five pitches, and he throws them all, you know, fairly often. You know, the two-seamer, the four-seamer, the change, the slider, the fastball. He's a little bit deceptive. He's not overwhelming, but he gets outs, and that's kind of what it's all about. But, you know, he's got to beat the Giants to get the Dodger fans to have a little more faith in him. But Samardzija, you know, in Colorado, was just sensational. That's such a hard place to pitch. We saw, you know, Kane and Peavy struggling up there. Samardzija went out there and was just throwing bullets all night. He brought Trevor Story back to earth. You know, he was masterful that night. And I really think the work that Bochy and Rigetti have done with him is going to be increasingly on display. The guy's a great, great competitor. He's a good hitter, and you know, like Cueto too. These guys are such great additions to the staff in every department. Personality that they can hit, and of course they pitch great, and they love big moments. So, real good stuff.
Yeah, different kinds of pitchers because Samardzija is going to muscle it up, and you know he's got to keep the ball down. And I don't care who he is in that ballpark with that hitting, they can hit it out, and we've seen it before. So the ball's got to be down, and then the other guy has got to keep you off balance. And it, you know, it's one of those classic pitching matchups that you got the muscle guy who's going to throw 95, and hopefully you keep the ball down, and then the other guy who's probably going to throw 90 or 92 or 86. Trying to get you off balance, so I like the contrast.
Yeah, it's a great contrast for you know that works in the Giants' favor as far as the Dodgers hitters are concerned. I mean, what they'll see today is nothing like Cueto. He's got a million different deliveries, and I think he might have clocked 94 on one fastball last night.
Yeah, he did.
And then, you know, next pitch comes out there at 68 or something, but it's terrific. And you know, the whole art of pitching, really, unless you just sort of Nolan Ryan, is keeping hitters off balance. And even a flamethrower, you know, if you got the good curveball, but Cueto keeps you off balance in a million ways, in ways you don't really anticipate when you get up there until all of a sudden it happened and you're down 0-2 in the count. And I love Bochy sending him out for the eighth inning.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he could have finished it. Maybe it would have been a better idea just to let him try to finish it, but that was really encouraging.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Bruce Jenkins with us, you know, years ago, and Bruce, you and I can talk about it, we saw it, you would have sent him out there for the eighth inning. Now, he was starting to falter a little bit, but, you know, the great ones could sort of feel the barn, you know, and they knew where it was, and the great ones could take you through the ninth inning. And I honestly feel that he still had great stuff. He still had, maybe the location was a little bit off in, you know, a couple of walks in that seventh inning. But I think he could have done it. I really do. And I'll tell you something. With the bullpen sort of a little bit of a mishmash right now for the Giants, they're not sure who that eighth inning belongs to. I think for both these guys, Samardzija and Cueto, you're going to see them go a little bit deeper in the game.
Yeah, and they want to do it. And they're the kind of guys who don't lose a lot of their stuff as they do it. If they're off, you might see it, you know, earlier on, especially with Samardzija. But I really wonder if maybe we're creeping away from this 100 pitch paranoia, and where, you know, guys are going to be able to go deeper when they're pitching well, which just makes so much sense. That, you know, the Jeff Passan's got a great book out, you know, called The Arm, and the most alarming stuff that's going on with the pitchers' arms is the kids. And that's when a lot of damage is done. But when you get a guy that's maybe he's gone through the Tommy John surgery, or maybe he's a late bloomer or whatever, but he's in the big leagues and he's very capable of going eight. You know, forget the 100 pitches. Mm-hmm. I just think that's gonna disappear. Everything's trendy in baseball. I think it's not going to happen overnight, but I think gradually the guys who are throwing good are going to be able to continue.
Well, we hope so. I mean, yeah. You know, the strong guys, you'd like to see them do it. And these two are strong guys. And Bochy is an old-time manager, and he knows what it's like to, you know, to put a guy out there and leave him out there if he can get it done. Dusty was the same way. And I think maybe sometimes to his detriment that he never quite grasped the bullpen. Certainly for the Cubs with Pryor in 2003, if you had that great bullpen as soon as trouble started in 2003, you probably would go to it, but Dusty didn't. And also with Chapman against the Giants, you know, he probably should have let him go another inning or two and tried to win that third game. So there's a fine line here. But certainly,
but
for the guys who can handle it, you need the kind of manager who's not afraid to do it, and I think Bochy fits that mold. But the other thing, Bruce, I want to bring up, and that's, you know, Cueto's going to see the Giants, the Dodgers, six times. He's already seen them twice. They haven't really touched him yet.
No, they may not.
And Kazmir has not mesmerized the Giants yet.
Right.
And we know about Kershaw and Bumgarner. We know how they can pitch against each other's team. So now here we come with these two guys who are probably going to face their teams, their respective teams, six different times. And I think that's part of the drama of tonight, to see how Samardzija handles that Dodger lineup that can hit it out, and how Maeda reacts to a lineup that has been a little bit of a slump right now, but they take tough at bats.
Yeah, I take Cueto over Kazmir 100 times out of 100.
Right.
I really would. I've never been a big Kazmir guy. I know he's been great at times. He was terrible for Houston in the playoffs last fall. Looked pretty erratic last night. And Cueto's just the ultimate professional out there. It's really a pleasure. And, yeah, but this matchup here, it's just like a whole new deal. I expect both guys to pitch well. Like you said a while ago, the Giants' bats are a little bit quiet right now, which won't last. I mean, they're all good hitters, and they all take the ball to all fields, which is a great way to get out of a slump, just poke a ball to the other side. Next thing you know, maybe a blooper falls in, and you're back in business. But we'll see. I mean, it's great because, you know, the Giants fans haven't really – they've heard about Maeda, but they haven't seen him up close, and now we'll get a good long look at him. And he's a real interesting character. They both are in totally different ways.
Yeah. So I think it's one of those games that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And as I say, 6 feet, 160 pounds. Let me see where he is in August, you know, at that point. So let's see what happens. On the lighter side of baseball, Bryce Harper, one of your favorite players, already got 5 home runs. I haven't looked today to see what he did today. I'm not sure what he did anything. But he put his little emoji on the knob of his bat, you know, so baseball sort of backed off and said, all right, we'll let you do it. You can be colorful. And they let him do that. It's funny the way baseball reacts to things, but Harper doing that. And just looking at the power of this guy, Bruce said, you can talk about Mike Trout all day long. I'll take this guy.
Yeah, I think he's trying to be the first guy since Ernie Banks, way back in 1955, in the prime of Banks' career, to homer in 6 straight games in Philly.
Right, that's right.
You know, which is it's a heck of a thing. It's a bandbox, without a doubt. But still, I mean, but when Harper hits him out, it's so impressive. I mean, he just slaughters the ball. It looks like it's going completely out of the stadium. And you know, what a tremendous asset for Dusty. And you know, I see Papelbon in the dugout with a big smile. They're winning, and Dusty's there, and all the tension is gone with that team. It really is. I mean, it was there almost all season last year with Matt Williams, who we both like a great deal, but just wasn't cut out for that. You know, he was just a little too uptight all the time, and And Lord knows Dusty's the opposite of that. But, yeah, Harper, you know, and he's carrying the flag for more flair in baseball.
Right.
And it's a great balance. You know, I mean, as opposed to Mike Trout, who wants to keep it, you know, the traditional way. Both ways are great. It's just whatever your personality is, I think it should come out. And, you know, the fans learn a little something. You know, Trout's not going to flip a bat just because he thinks it might be cool, because it isn't for him. But Harper's going to do something, flashy, and everybody's going to talk about it, and that's great too.
It's fun. It's fun to watch him. It really is.
Yeah.
I want to see baseball say, "I'm sorry, Bryce, you can't put anything on the knob of your bat." I wanted to see his reaction to that. They didn't have the nerve to do that. Speaking of nerve, how about the uniforms of the Diamondbacks? Have you seen this?
To me, I put this in the paper. It looked like somebody was rummaging through a big pile of trash that had been covered with soot,
right.
And they picked these things out of there. It's just, they're just so gloomy. I mean, nobody could say they aren't gloomy. That's a gloomy uniform.
Yes, it is.
And measure that against the Cubs' home uniform. God, they're so good, aren't they? And the Giants' home uniform. So many uniforms, home and away, around the game. And Arizona comes up with this. It's just appalling. I don't know how you can come up with that.
Well, it kind of makes the Padres brown and yellow look okay.
You look know, festive.
Yeah, it does. It makes it look, hey, that's pretty classy.
The White Sox in shorts look better than this.
Right, remember that? Oh, God.
Yeah.
How about Bobby Bregan in shorts?
Yeah,
the old Hollywood stars, Bruce. It goes back to that.
Bobby Bregan.
And the old PCL.
And the organ.
That's right, and the PCL.
Yeah.
The Diamondbacks come in. It's so interesting. And as I say, look, the first month, I don't know how you feel about it. I just sit back and watch and just see how the rotations develop, see how the lineups are. You can be 0-9 and then you can be 5-9 and, you know, go on a little bit of a winning streak and you can straighten it out. But you better if you're 0-9 and a couple of those teams are doing it now. But the Diamondbacks have that bullseye on them and nothing has gone right for this team, including having like a 14 or 15 inning game last night, and Melvin Upton winning it for the Padres. And they had to use tomorrow night's starter in the game, Ruby De La Rosa, and they brought up Archie Bradley today. And Chip Hale, every other day, he is in the paper saying something, and the next day he has to apologize. This is a team that's under some stress.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Chip Hale's the right guy for this kind of circumstance. You know, a little bit like Matt Williams, very sensitive, very uptight. And it's hard to play under a guy like that because you find yourself being a little tense. And Dave Stewart came out the other day saying, we're not in a position to spend our way out of this. We kind of shot our wad there in the off season, and that's a little disturbing for the fans. You know, they're talking about moving out of the ballpark to a, you know, they haven't been there that long, but just a lot of you know, Greinke's struggling. Yeah, they're gonna be good. They're gonna have some good stretches. They could come in here and be great, but the early signs aren't good, and then you get in those uniforms, it's just not a real promising look all around for them this year.
No. See, Tony La Russa can pull it off. He's the president. He's running this thing. He could say, you brush me back, I'm going to get one of your guys.
Yeah.
You know, he can pull off the, you know, I'm the meanest guy in the block stuff. But Chip Hale can't.
That's
where he's getting in trouble. La Russa has so much experience. He can handle the press, and he can say a million things after the game, and he can get away with it. This guy says one thing, and they're all over him like white on rice.
And they're a little skeptical of him now. It's a skeptical media that he's dealing with now, and he's not getting out of it. I'm not sure he's capable of getting out of it unless they win 12 in a row.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to the series. Four games starting tomorrow night. I think it's going to be fascinating. We got Goldschmidt. At least there's no Lindskog pitching the Goldschmidt, so we can deal with that.
Yeah,
and the team comes home. It's always interesting to see him come home after a road trip, and you get back to this ballpark, and it looks totally different. It's a totally different game.
I think a lot of Duffy's in a slump. If I were Bochy, I wouldn't even be the slightest bit worried about that guy. You know, he just bangs the ball all over the field. He'll get out of it just guaranteed. Panic, Pence, all those guys really. They're all gonna get back to who they are. It's like you say, it is so early. So we'll see how that develops. I really think, you know, oddly enough, as they come back to this pitcher's park, I think the hitting is going to come back to life a little bit.
Yeah, the at-bats are good. They're tough at-bats.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, the ball's just not falling. But, you know, They're not getting a lot of walks. And one other thing I want to leave you with, we could develop it this weekend as well. I listened to a lot of games. You know, remember last year we talked about hitting that first pitch and
yes.
how Posey was doing it? Bruce, this
yeah.
is now an epidemic in baseball.
Well,
they're
good.
Swinging. They're swinging early now. And I'm seeing a lot of it. And the Dodgers did it to Cueto the first game, and they scored a bunch of runs off him. He adjusted last night. But we're seeing a lot more of that swinging early in the count.
I've been a proponent of that, like, since I was 12, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just you see so many great hitters. And, you know, today, Posey, Mike Trout, Miguel Cabrera, their numbers, D. Gordon, you should see their numbers on the first pitch.
Yeah.
They're going after you. Don't think you can start the at-bat with a fastball and get away with it. It just makes so much sense. I mean, you know, if you've got a kid out there, you don't know him, he looks nervous, he's on the ropes, you know, go ahead and work the count and wear mm-hmm. him out and let him walk the ballpark. But most of the time, you know, whether, you know, even a guy like Kershaw, I mean,
right.
go, and Bumgarner, that was the first pitch with Bumgarner hit out, wasn't it, when he,
yep.
when he homered? I mean,
absolutely.
It just makes so much sense because pitchers like to get ahead with that fastball. They may not trust the breaking pitch or, you know, the two-seamer to start the at-bat, and why not just jump all over it?
Yeah, yeah, we're going to see that. I'm telling you, that's going to be some. You know, last year we saw a little bit, and we're seeing a lot more of it this year. Hey, have a great day today, and I look forward to seeing you next weekend. The Marlins will be in with Barry Bonds, and we've got an interesting weekend next weekend.
Yeah, Bonds is doing some good stuff with those guys. Their hitters have come alive there. That'd be a very fun series.
All right.
Talk to you then, Marty.
Thanks, Bruce. All right, that's
okay.
Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle, brought to us by Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. All right.